Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
I've been giving some thought to myself as a vessel. Are you increasing your ability to have more love, more abundance, even more knowledge and self-awareness? Tagore said, everything comes to us that belongs to us if we only but create the capacity to receive it. What's up, moneymakers? This is Mahara Tucker in Atlanta, Georgia, and you have made the great decision to be on the Think and Grow Rich call. Our talented host, Mr. Paul Hutchings, will be with us shortly. But for now, tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
Taylor.
Yeah,
hey, Larry. It's Veronica Taylor.
Hey, Larry. Excuse me. Good morning, Veronica.
Greg in Minneapolis.
Is that correct?
That's right. Good morning, Mahara.
Glad you're here.
Good morning, Mahara. Larry Coast, Boston. It's rocking.
It's rocking. It's going to be going even better in just a few minutes.
Evo, Florida.
Who is that in Florida?
Ethel.
Hey, Lucky, how are you?
Aloha from Arkansas.
Elliot, what's going on?
Everything perfect.
Wonderful. Everything's perfect.
Good morning, it's Adele from Long Island, New York.
Hey, beautiful Adele.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mahara.
Good morning.
Proceed to the high-altitude route, then the route guidance will start.
Carrie from Arkansas.
Hey, Carrie, good morning and welcome to the call.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Amy in Las Vegas.
Hey, Amy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Who else is on the
banking
or rich call this morning?
Hey, Alicia and
Ashley. Alicia, good morning.
Howdy, howdy.
We're glad you're with us.
Good morning. This is Chris from Long Island.
Hey, Chris from Long Island. Welcome to the call.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mahara. North
Carolina.
Who is that?
Nicole from North Carolina. Good morning.
Hey, Nicole. Good morning. And I heard a gentleman coming out, too.
Yeah, good morning, Mahara. This is Danny from Oregon.
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Elizabeth from Virginia.
Hey, lovely Elizabeth. Welcome to the call.
Welcome to you.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Charity from Bronx, New York. How you doing?
Hey, Charity. I'm just doing great this morning, and I'm so glad to hear your voice.
You get my message. Anita visiting Chicago. Good morning, all.
Hey, good morning. We're glad you're with us in Chicago.
Thank
good morning, Mahara. Lisa Scott, New Jersey.
Hey, beautiful. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Kathy in Idaho. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Kathy Curley, we're so glad you're here.
Good morning, Mahara, Super Duper Stan and Tyrone in beautiful North Carolina.
Hey, Tyrone, good morning, Super Duper Stan. Welcome to the
call. All right, thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, LaMorgan.
Was that Larie?
Virginia Kaplan.
Oh, Virginia, we're so glad you're here. All I heard was Oregon.
Yeah.
Good morning, Think and Grow Rich families. This is Todd Young, Baltimore, Maryland. Beautiful day to be alive. Great to be with all of you. Thank you.
Todd, since we are young, we are glad to be alive, and we're glad you're with us.
Thank
Good
you.
Good morning, Mahara. This is Laurie from Oregon.
Hey, lovely
Hi,
Laurie.
Laurie.
What's
happening? Woo! I don't hear anybody fired up this morning.
Oh, yes,
ma'am.
It's not that
time. Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone. It's Kate from Connecticut.
Hey, Kate. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know I'm excited. I'm glad I'm here.
Me too.
Good morning from Southern California.
Good morning.
Who was that in Florida?
Good morning, Janelle from Birmingham, Alabama.
All right, Janelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Oliver from Miami. Good morning.
Oliver, what's happening?
What's happening?
Good
morning, Mahara,
Canton,
Illinois.
Hey, Nancy, good morning
and
welcome.
Thank you.
And Mr. Dallas, Texas.
Welcome to the call. We're glad you're with us.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is wonderful Wednesday, August 12, 2015. Another great day to be alive. This is Paul Hutchings dialing in from beautiful Southeast Idaho. Excited today because I got my phone working again, so I'm not on Skype. I'm excited about the volume and the sound that's going to be coming through the line today. I'm excited to be here on this call with a group of fired up, passionate, entrepreneurial freedom crusaders who come to this call on a daily basis to condition our mindset, to condition our brains, to posit charge the thoughts that are floating around between our ears and to posit charge the soul that resides inside our physical body so that we can go forth, so that we can step into our greatness, so that we can be the most powerful version of ourselves. And I'll tell you what, that's something to get excited about. So guys, are you excited about that? Are you excited to be here? Are you pumped up to learn what we're going to learn today together? If you are, I want to hear you express that excitement, that electric energy through the lines as I unmute the phones right now.
You better get fired up! You better get fired up! You better get excited.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. I don't know if it's just in my mind, or if I actually heard Todd Nuclear Young screaming into the phone saying, "You better get fired up!" Could be in my mind, but I swear I heard him during that scream. So, guys, I appreciate you. Thanks for being here. I'm excited. I'm excited about a lot of things. I'm excited about the content we're going to cover today, and I'm excited about the message, and I'm excited about masterminding. I'm excited about freedom. And I believe, my friends, that as we tune in to this call, be present, open our ears and our hearts, we can receive something today that can help us be more powerful in our freedom journey. So I just want to ask you guys, please, collectively, let's put our energy together in this call for the next 30 minutes at least, 60 minutes, hopefully, if you're going to stick around for the mastermind portion of the call, so that we can make this one of the best calls we've ever had. We can do that if we set the intention to do it. So first off, let's go through our definite major purpose self-confidence formula. I'm going to bring someone out for that while I'm here. Second. Someone actually volunteered.
Yesterday. I want to.
Who's that?
Veronica from New York.
Hey, Veronica. We actually had Amy Gloniak. It's her birthday today, and she volunteered yesterday, if that's okay.
Happy birthday.
If you can do it tomorrow, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Amy, are you there? Here? Star 6 and come on out, Amy, if you're here.
I'm here. Good morning.
Hey, is it your birthday today?
It is. I'm so excited to be on the call with you guys.
You know what? Before we have you do what you're about to do, I know that everyone on the call would love to wish you a happy birthday. So, hold on just one. Hey, guys, I just got a crazy idea. Let's sing Amy happy birthday. Are you guys down for that? Let's give it a shot. I'm going to unmute the line. It's the thought that counts, right? Star 6, Amy, come back.
I'm here. You guys are so awesome. I love each and every one of you for doing that. You have made my day, and that's exactly why I wanted to do this morning, because I knew you guys would get me fired up. So thank you so much. Okay, so here we go. Major definite purpose. By the first day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of. I believe I have this in my possession. My faith is so strong, I can now see this before my eyes. I can even touch it with my hand. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this, and I will follow that plan when it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent and continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. And fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. O divine providence, I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom with which to use the riches that you gave me at birth, consisting in the ability to control and direct my own mind to whatever ends I may desire. Amen.
Amen. Amy Gloniak, and I got to tell you, thank you so much for not just doing that for us, but for the energy and the feeling and the confidence and the faith with which you did it, because it's the energy behind the words that I believe really makes the big difference, and you did a fantastic job. If you believe in Amy, let's let her know real quick, because I need to... You know, Mahara, who does our intros on the call and who we all love very much, her email address, I'll just share part of it. It's goodthoughts@gmail.com. I think there's a number after it. But when we express good thoughts into the line towards each other, doesn't it just feel good? I just thought of that. Good thoughts, right? We're expressing good thoughts into each other when we believe in each other. So thank you guys for doing that. So guys, we've got, we're in chapter 14 today, and we may get through a couple chapters. We'll see. But I have a message I want to share with you guys first before we get into that. So we're in chapter 14 of The Science of Getting Rich. If you're new to the call, you can grab that PDF on our website at growrichaudios.com. But before we jump into our study, I do have a thought I want to share. You know, Zig Ziglar said, you can get anything you want in life by helping enough other people get what they want. I know that you've probably all heard that quote. My question for you this morning is that true? Is it true that we can really get anything we want in life by helping enough other people get what they want? And I want to share with you guys, a couple experiences in my life that happened just like, you know, yesterday and today and then, you know, over the last few years as I've been in the home business profession. One of the things that we do, if you're in the home business profession, and if you're not, that's okay. Pay attention anyway because this lesson will help you too. One of the things we do in the home business profession is we get leads and we get sales. We get leads and we sponsor people into our businesses. And it's a pretty simple thing, right? It's easy to say. We get leads and we sponsor people. Sometimes it's easy to confuse that formula. It's easy to think that it means that, oh, well, we're like hardcore salespeople. We just like, you know, we give a sales presentation and we close people. We just get them in and, you know, we force them into our business. And my experience has been that's not the way that it happens when it's happening the right way, when it's happening in a way that is actually serving people. And I just want to share my experience in the home business profession. My experience has been, and I was talking to one of my team members about this last night, that we were talking about sponsoring and recruiting. And he expressed confidence in me, and I was like, well, thank you, Rob. You know, I appreciate that. And he says, well, you know, I love watching you work. And I was like, well, thank you very much. And I made a comment to him, and I said, you know, it's interesting. I said, when you really love people, when you really believe in people, when you really listen to what people are telling you, sponsoring and recruiting becomes easy. And what I meant by that was when you talk to someone or when you have an intention to really help another human being, whether it's on a phone call, whether it's in a video, they feel that. They feel it, right? So the first part of my story is this morning I was on my way to the gym and I got a notification that I had enrolled my third person into my business since yesterday morning. I was like, woohoo! I was so excited, right? One of the three I spoke with on the phone and the other two were automatic enrollments. I had not spoke to them. But I'm guessing that they saw a couple videos that I put out. And these videos that I put out, I had the intention to share something of value that would bless another human being's life. And then at the end, I gave a call to action to visit my website. And so the two autopilot enrollments, I'm pretty sure came from those videos that I put out. And so going back to what Zig Ziglar said, when you help enough other people get what they want, in other words, when you have an intention to share things of value with people, and that's your first intention, people seem to feel that. And there's another part of the story. I was on a call yesterday, a prospecting call, where I was connecting with a person who had, you know, was a lead, and I was getting to know him. And in the course of the conversation, he told me a major challenge that he is having in his life right now. He told me that, he retired not too long ago, and he thought he was set. He had all of this money, he had these investments, and he thought, you know, I'm all set for retirement, so he went ahead and retired. And then he went on to tell me that his business partner basically cleaned him out, took everything, and even took everything and beyond to the point that his business partner didn't want him to even have enough resources that he could come after him legally. And so his business partner took everything he had and fled to Vegas, and so this is a reason that my new friend that was telling me this is looking at the home business profession because he's at a spot where he needs to make something else happen. He needs to recreate what has been taken from him. And he went on to tell me, he's like, you know, he says, I'm kind of in a little conundrum right now because on the one hand, I have this feeling that I should sort of just like let it go and move on with my life. I have this feeling that maybe that would be a better route for me on a spiritual level. And then he said, on the other hand, I have this, like, you know, deep desire in me to get this guy because he did something very, very bad, right? So I've got this desire to get him. And as I was listening, keep in mind, I'm on a prospecting call, right? What's the purpose, quote unquote, of a prospecting call? Well, it's to get a sale, sign someone up in your business. Or is it? Or is it? Or is it maybe to see what we can do to help another human being? I'm just wondering, I'm just throwing that question out there because it's been my experience, guys, that when we really have a desire to help people, and that's our number one priority when we connect with someone, even to the point where we're okay if our business is not a fit for them. We just want to connect with someone, develop a little bit of a relationship, find out about them, and see if we can help them somehow. See if maybe we can refer them to something that will help them, like maybe this mindset call would be something. You know, in the past, I've referred people to this call, knowing that, you know, I'm probably not going to sponsor them in my business, but also knowing that the information we study on this call can change their lives tremendously. So in any case, I was listening to this gentleman share the story with me, and I remembered the story in The Law of Success that Napoleon Hill told about how when he was in the candy business, his partners got the idea that they were going to take control of the business without his permission and without giving him anything in return. And so they, through vicious means, stole the business that he had played a large, major role in helping to create. Do you guys remember that story? If you've been on the call for a while, or if you've read The Law of Success, you remember that story. And I was like, wow, I wonder if this story could help my friend because it seems like a very similar situation. And so I was like, so I posted in the Facebook group yesterday. I was like, hey, do you guys remember where this story was? And then I went to the PDF and I started searching and I found it. It was on page 1026 and it was called The Fifth Turning Point. And so I typed up an email to my new friend, whom again, I totally forgotten anything to do with recruiting or sponsoring this guy because my intention was to help his life in some way. He was going through this thing, and I was like, I know about this story. So in any case, I found the story, and I sent it to him. And then he wrote me back yesterday, and he said, after I sent it to him, he said, and here's the words that he sent me back in the email. He says, wow, Paul, thank you. That was most helpful. God bless you, with an exclamation point. Your grateful newest friend. And then he signed his name. And I'm here to tell you guys, when I laid my head on my pillow last night and I thought about my day and I thought about the highlights of my day yesterday, that was one of the highlights. That was one of the big highlights. Even though he wasn't one of the three that joined my business, just knowing that I had been able to access some of my resources to, you know, and all it was knowing about a story that we study on this call. And keep this in mind, guys. One of the reasons we read, I think, now that I had this experience is A, yes, for our own personal knowledge and gain, but also B, so that we increase our reservoir from which we can pull things to assist the people that come across our path. And I just wanted to share that because I think it really illustrates a powerful point of good prospecting, of following what Zig Ziglar said. If you help enough other people get what they want, you can have anything you want in life. And it's been my experience, you know, over the past 10 years in home business, that when I have an intention to just really help someone, so that's A, you've got to have an intention to help someone, B, you've got to listen, and C, you have to really believe is that whatever you've got in your tool bag is going to be a help to the other person. So in other words, you've got to believe that what you've got is good for the other person. Because if you have an intention to help people, if you love people, and you believe that what you've got is not in their best interest, no matter how hard you try, you're not going to be able to share it with them because you love people. And so that belief in your business, your product, your service is also really, really important, and you've got to have that belief so that when the time comes and when you're ready to ask the question, you know, Sally, we've been talking here for, you know, 20 minutes now, and I've just really appreciated our conversation. And you know, you told me, Sally, that you have this desire to generate an extra $5,000 per month in income. Would you by chance be open to looking at a way that I believe can help you do that a little bit faster? And when you say those words and you believe that whatever it is you're about to share can really, truly, honestly help that person achieve their goal a little bit faster, I'm telling you, you do that, my friends, and I believe that what Zig Ziglar said absolutely is true. When you help enough other people get what they want, you can have anything you want in life. And will every call be a yes? No, it won't. Will every call be a sure, show me? Will every call be a yes, I want to partner up with you? No, of course not. But every call or nearly every call can be a blessing to you and your prospect. And when you do enough of them, I believe that over time, with that right attitude, if you'll stay consistent with what you're doing, if you'll hold your belief in what you're doing, the law of averages will play out in our favors, and we will generate an incredible income, and we will be able to have anything that we want in life. So this was just a powerful lesson for me that I was reminded of, and I wanted to share it with you guys because I know we have many people on the call who are in the home business profession, and my desire is that some of these things can help you and help me as we continue to move forward crusading for freedom, for our own freedom and for the freedom of others. So with that, my friends, that extended thought, let's go ahead and jump into our study today. We're in chapter 14. It's called The Impression of Increase, and we're going to jump right into it. Wallace Wattles writes, "Whether you change your vocation or not, your actions for the present must be those pertaining to the business in which you are now engaged. You can get into the business you want by making constructive use of the business you are already established in, by doing your daily work in a certain way. And insofar as your business consists in dealing with other people, whether personally or by letter, the key thought of all your efforts must be to convey to their minds the impression of increase. Increase is what all men and all women are seeking. It is the urge of the formless intelligence within them seeking fuller expression. The desire for increase is inherent in all nature. It is the fundamental impulse of the universe. All human activities are based on the desire for increase. People are seeking more food, more clothes, better shelter, more luxury, more beauty, more knowledge, more pleasure, increase in something, more life. Every living thing is under this necessity for continuous advancement. Where increase of life ceases, dissolution and death set in at once. Man instinctively knows this, and therefore he is forever seeking more. This law of perpetual increase is set forth by Jesus in the parable of the talents. Only those who gain more retain any. From him who has not shall be taken away even that which he has. The normal desire for increased wealth is not an evil or reprehensible thing. It is simply the desire for more abundant life. It is aspiration. And because it is the deepest instinct of their natures, all men and women are attracted to those who can give them more of the means of life. In following the certain way, as described in the foregoing pages, you are getting continuous increase for yourself, and you are giving it to all with whom you deal. You are a creative center from which increase is given off to all. Be sure of this, and convey assurance of the fact to every man, woman, and child with whom you come in contact. No matter how small the transaction, even if it be only the selling of a stick of candy to a little child, put into it the thought of increase and make sure that the customer is impressed with the thought. Convey the impression of advancement with everything you do so that all people shall receive the impression that you are an advancing personality and that you advance all who deal with you, even to the people whom you meet in a social way, without any thought of business and to whom you do not try to sell anything, give the thought of increase. You can convey this impression by holding the unshakable faith that you yourself are in the way of increase and by letting this faith inspire, fill, and permeate every action. do everything that you do in the firm conviction that you are an advancing personality and that you are giving advancement to everybody. Feel that you are getting rich, and that in so doing, you are making others rich and conferring benefits on all. Do not boast or brag of your success or talk about it unnecessarily. True faith is never boastful. Wherever you find a boastful person, you find one who is secretly doubtful and afraid. Simply feel the faith and let it work out in every transaction. Let every act and tone and look express the quiet assurance that you are getting rich, that you are already rich. Words will not be necessary to communicate this feeling to others. They will feel the sense of increase when in your presence and will be attracted to you again. You must so impress others that they will feel that in associating with you, they will get increase for themselves. See that you give them a use value greater than the cash value you are taking from them. Take an honest pride in doing this and let everybody know it, and you will have no lack of customers. People will go where they are given increase, and the Supreme, which desires increase in all and which knows all, will move toward you men and women who have never heard of you. Your business will increase rapidly, and you will be surprised at the unexpected benefits which will come to you. You will be able, from day to day, to make larger combinations, secure greater advantages, and to go on into a more congenial vocation if you desire to do so. But doing all this, you must never lose sight of your vision of what you want or your faith and purpose to get what you want. Let me here give you another word of caution in regard to motives. Beware of the insidious temptation to seek for power over other people. Nothing is so pleasant to the unformed or partially developed mind as the exercise of power or dominion over others. The desire to rule for selfish gratification has been the curse of the world. For countless ages, kings and lords have drenched the earth with blood in their battles to extend their dominions, not to seek more life for all, but to get more power for themselves. Today, the main motive in the business and industrial world is the same. Men marshal their armies of dollars and lay waste to the lives and hearts of millions in the same mad scramble for power over others. Commercial kings, like political kings, are inspired by the lust for power. Look out for the temptation to seek for authority, to become a master, to be mastered, to be considered as one who is above the common herd, to impress others by lavish display, and so on. The mind that seeks for mastery over others is the competitive mind, and the competitive mind is not the creative one. In order to master your environment and your destiny, it is not at all necessary that you should rule over your fellow men. And indeed, when you fall into the world's struggle for the high places, you begin to be conquered by fate and environment, and your getting rich becomes a matter of chance and speculation. Beware of the competitive mind. No better statement of the principle of creative action can be formulated than the favorite declaration of the late Golden Rule, Jones of Toledo, quote, "What I want for myself, I want for everybody," close quote. Wasn't there so much wisdom in the two pages we just read? Only two pages, my friends. Wasn't there so much wisdom in here? I believe there was. So we'll leave it to the mastermind portion of the call to bring those out and digest them. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless the leaders are a part of our call. And brevity and relevance always appreciated in your comments. One moment, please. Star 6, who's first? Come on out. What stuck out to you today?
California.
Hey, good morning in California. Who's that? I didn't catch your first name.
Hi, this is Mary Christofferson.
Good morning, Mary. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Now that the sun's up. Anyway, I find it interesting that right at the end of this chapter, Golden Rule Jones of Toledo is quoted in this book, as it is, I believe, in both of the books that written by Napoleon Hill that we've read, Think and Grow Rich and The Law of Success. So it's not by coincidence that this group is reading all of these books. So I think there's a golden thread here that we're following. And that's all I wanted to say is that I've noticed this thread. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mary. I noticed the thread, too. You know, these warnings at the end of this chapter also seem to be issued by Napoleon Hill all throughout his works. So there's a golden thread there as well. Thank you for that, Mary. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hi, Paul. It's Veronica in New York.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you?
Excellent. How about yourself?
I'm feeling great. We had rain yesterday, so I think all the flowers are happy, so I'm good. I was thinking about the whole helping people get what they need and just at least making them feel good and letting people realize that someone else sees their value. I think that that's an important thing that I'm going to take with me today, because I think the malice that people keep on each other is because they're feeling a lack of self-worth. So I'm going to do my part and spread that particular message today. So that's what I took away from the reading.
I love it. And the world will be a better place for that, Veronica. Thank you for that decision. Appreciate you so much.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate you too.
Star 6, who's next?
Oh, it's Oliver.
What's up, Millionaire O'Rod?
What's happening, man? Hey, dude, number one, I think I speak on behalf of everyone. You rock. Plain and simple, you rock. You wake up and you're like, I'm going to rock. So, I, you know, Paul Hutchins for president 2016. Anyway, I totally relate with what you said just now with being able that you went to bed and you put your head on your pillow and you're like, you know, you felt this sense of, like, fulfillment. It happened to me the other night We're on Wednesday. So Monday night, two people out of the blue that I've been, you know, good friends with for a while now, they've been going through some issues. And both of them, out of nowhere, inboxed me. And they're like, can I pick your brain for a second? And I'm like, okay, sure. So I stopped what I was doing, and I had both of them at the same time talking to me. And when I, long story short, I helped them realize a few things about themselves, things that we have already spoken about in the past, a few years back. And I'll tell you one thing. When I laid my head on my pillow that night, there was, I mean, not, it didn't matter whether I had $100 million check in front of me or not, although that would have been nice, but it really wouldn't even compare to the feeling I got knowing what I did for these people. And the following morning, they called me up, both of them, right? Out of the blue, you know, I was not expecting anything. And they're like, hey, just sending me gratitude and telling me thank you for just for lending them my ear and giving them my time. And Paul, dude, I think it's because I think, you know, wisdom throughout the years and experiences that they don't have, that they haven't been through, and I have, I was able to just, like, you know, shed it upon them and be like, hey, I would recommend this, I would suggest this, and so on and so forth. I mean, I do have a few years on top of you, so I know what you're going through. That right there in itself was more than anything that I could have ever asked for. I mean, that right there started off my week perfectly, and I think it's going to end off my week. I mean, maybe perhaps something along the line, the universe is like winking at me saying, hey, you know, get prepared for what's coming up right now, you know? So, that's all I want to say. I totally relate with that, and that sense of fulfillment was just, man, I felt so good. I mean, I went to the gym at night, and I was like, man, I ran a mile or two. I worked out like crazy. I did my CrossFit, so on and so forth, and it felt good just by knowing that I did that. And, again, years of experience, and in also because of the books and the material that we study, just like, man, it bombards your subconscious mind, and it tells you, you know what, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, or all the information that you gather up throughout the years. And, you know, it felt really, really good. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's all I want to say. Cheers.
I love it. Awesome, Millionaire O-Rod. And as you were talking, I couldn't help but think back to the first few pages of The Success System That Never Fails by W. Clement Stone. And he mentions right in the first few pages something to the effect of those of you who are searching for the true riches of life. And I can't help but wonder if maybe what we're talking about here has something to do with that. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hi, good morning, Paul. It's Hyacinth.
Good morning. Hyacinth, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What about you?
Doing great, thanks.
Good, good. It's so good to be on this call with everyone. Paul, I have to share that the Golden Rule, as this chapter ended here, it came back to me again. Leaves me with a bit of uneasiness, and I know I'll be going against the grain. But in a previous call, I remember I mentioned the Platinum Rule, and I can't help feeling like it's like two magnets that are, you know, going against each other, because you have two similar poles, many magnets go against each other. That's how my mind feels with the Golden Rule, because I believe the Platinum Rule is the, even what you're saying, when Zig Ziglar says, give other people what they want and you will get what you want. Give other people what they want. Here he says, what I want for myself, I want for everybody. Isn't that presumptuous? How do I know that everybody wants what I want? Rather, I should be looking to see what they want and giving them what they want. It's not about me. It is about giving people what they want. And I think what you started with Zig Ziglar and all that just is a testament to that. Give people what they want. So I'm not going to say forget the Golden Rule, but I think we need to be a little more cautious or a little more conscientious about looking for what people want in terms of what we want to give to them. That's something that came up for me, because I don't know why, but it leaves me kind of uneasy. The Golden Rule, it's presumptuous. How do I know that they want what I want? So I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know what, you know, your thoughts are, other people. Just wanted to put that out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely an interesting insight and definitely something to think about. What do other people want? Definitely. Thank you for that, Hyacinth.
You're welcome.
I can't help but wonder if maybe he was talking about, like, you know, like the, just the thought that you don't want to, take away from another person in order to advance yourself. Like, just the thought that we don't have to do that. Like, we can get what we want, and other people can get what they want in the process. That's, I don't know, just maybe another thought on that. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Lisa Scott.
Hey, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Awesome. What came to mind for me was that the impression of advancement comes with consistency, or being consistent about anything that we're doing. I'm noticing that you can really be perceived as being someone who is advanced, because when you're seen, especially online, and you're remaining consistent with whatever you do, that gives the impression of that advancement. And I wonder if we're making that connection, because
a lot of times, or at least there have been times that I've recommended people to this call, and they'll come and they'll stay for a minute and then they'll go. You know, hopefully they come back. But you can read a book, you can get information, and you can extract whatever it is that you need. But if you're not remaining consistent with whatever you've extracted, you're not going to be able to have that forward momentum. So when people see that you remain consistent, that does give the impression of advancement. Back to you.
Love it. Absolutely. And a little quote to go along with that thought, Lisa, that I got from a seven-figure earner that I know. He said, if you're not consistent, you're not existent. If you're not consistent, you're non-existent.
Oh, that was good.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Great thoughts, Lisa. And thank you for your consistency. You're always showing up, blessing us, and adding to the community. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Bill Moist.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Paul. How are you, brother?
Doing good.
Well, good morning, family. You know, this thing we're talking about of, you know, helping other people first seems to work. Yesterday, I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to drive to Austin, Texas, which is about 4 hours away, depending on the traffic. And the reason I did was this financial services company started about 15 years ago, and they decided they wanted to go after small business owners, self-employed, and be their representatives. And so they started thinking about what are the biggest problems of small business owners. Well, typically it's getting more customers. So they put on once a month a networking group, and the purpose of it isn't to have one-on-one meetings with people. It's not to just change the business card. It's to make an appointment and see how you can work together. And so my friend that went at the very first meeting said they had it in their office, and they had chairs for 65 people, and 150 people showed up. And so they actually moved into a bigger office building so they could accommodate the people that they want to support. And it has such a wonderful atmosphere there, because it wasn't about what can I get out of you, it's how can I serve you. And that group is flourishing. And now this guy's got 5 different companies. You don't think there's some relationship between helping other people and then getting what he needs and wants. So, well, I tell you what, I love what you shared, Paul. This is really a great way to go about business, looking for ways we can serve and help other people. So, back to y'all. Have a wonderful day.
Bill, thank you. Hey, thank you so much for sharing that story. I think maybe we've all been to networking groups where, like, people say that, you know, hey, we're here to serve you, but then, like, you're like, nah, like, you're really here to pitch your thing or whatever, right? So it's cool to hear that story that you just shared, that there are groups and things like that that are happening in the world and working extremely well. So I just appreciate that. Thanks, Bill. One second.
We got Michael.
Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Joe Dalla.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Paul. Hey, thank you, Growers Family. Hello,
wasn't
Paul,
that a Jimi Hendrix song?
Much.
No, just kidding.
Hey, there's so much going on. It's great. In my boss's corner, today in my boss's corner, I'm just sitting there, and I have like a lot of there have been like wild rabbits just all running around my property, and they showed up, I don't know, maybe like 6 months ago. They just started popping up and appearing. And then today, I'm going to post this on our Think and Grow Rich Facebook page, but one just came up to me today. It just came up to me. It was right there with me, and normally they run away. You come outside, they run away. But today, this one came up to me, and he was just there. And it's because we're dealing with these natural laws. And that's significant to me, just having a wild rabbit come up to me in my boss's corner where I look at the moon every day. Hey, and by the way, I want to say this. You know, I thought about it. You know, I'm Dollar. That's my name. That's my last name. But my mother's maiden name is Moon. So I don't know if it's a correlation, a coincidence that I'm talking about the moon, and I'm a product of the moon and the dollar. But anyway, that was just something that's just there. But now I'm giving – hey, and Paul, I think that one thing – I'm going to bring this out for the whole Think and Grow Rich family today is Amy's birthday. And I was hoping, and I was saying, hey, Paul, let's sing happy birthday to her, all of us. This is our family. Let's sing happy birthday, and you did it. And it's that one thread that's running through everything, that one chord that we're in our mastermind, we all feel the same, and I was just hoping. I said, Paul, tell us, let's sing happy birthday. And you did it. And with that thread, you talked about Zig Ziglar. It's another call that I do with my business. I have salespeople all across the country. And for the past few days, we've been listening to Zig Ziglar on our call. We've been talking about Zig Ziglar and our call. And yesterday's call was help enough people get what they want and you'll get what you want. So the thread is running there. It's running and it's all in our mastermind. And with the advancing personality, we are all advancing personalities. I love you guys so much. And it's like amazing that everything that we talk about and discuss, it happens in my day, or it was yesterday, or it's today, or it's tomorrow. Everything that we discuss and everybody on this call is helping me so tremendously. And I want to give my part and hope that I can more than fill my place, and that's like a difficult thing. For me right now, I'm looking at it. It's difficult, but I'm going to jump out, and even when I don't see any kind of way that I can more than fill my place with all of these powerful, magnificent people, I'm going to jump out, and I will, and I am endeavoring to more than fill my place. But we all have everything that we want. It's always here, and we work in natural laws. We work in laws of nature, and like this rabbit, little thing like that. I come from the concrete jungle in New York City, and one of the things that I wanted to have manifest is to be more in tune with nature. And I'm sitting outside of my backyard, and this rabbit comes up to me, this wild rabbit. All of a sudden, he feels comfortable around me. He knows there's no harm. I'm advancing you. I'm helping you get what you want. If you want some other food, I'm going to put some other. What kind of food do you like? I'll put this food out here so you can eat in my backyard with me in my boss's corner while I'm on my Think and Grow Rich call. And I love you guys so very, very much. But let's keep on. I just want to say that we have this. It's here. It's here. And one thing you also said, Paul, you said there and here. If you listen to the replay, I'm not sure exactly what you were saying, but everybody listen to the replay. It's here and there. When I was talking about the moon, I say, well, it's always there, as opposed to it's always here. We have it right now. It's here. It's not there. It's here. And we have this right now, and I love it, and I'm so grateful. And I'm living my dreams right now. And I realize that this is what I wanted years ago. This is to live the life that I'm now living. And it's here with my family. But one thing, the most important thing I want to say, hey, if anybody on our Think and Grow Rich family has a birthday, I think, and to put it out there, and whatever you guys think, I'm fine with it. I'm going with the flow. Anybody who has a birthday, on their birthday, that person does the definite chief aim and does the self-confidence formula, and then we all sing happy birthday to that person. That's just the thought. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Great thoughts, Joe. Appreciate you very much. As you were talking, Lisa Scott posted in the group, Joe Dollar, coincidence, ? Regarding the moon and the dollar, regarding singing happy birthday to Amy Gloniak, I think not. Cheers to you, my brother. And then I thought of a quote that we used to say on this call a lot that kind of goes along with that idea. And the quote is, there are no accidents, only divine appointments we set for ourselves. So good stuff, Joe. Appreciate you. Hello. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Paz Simpson.
Hey, Paz. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. Paul, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm so blessed and highly favored. I missed you guys these last couple of days while I was traveling. Oh, man. I always love listening to the replay. but I'm with Lisa. There are definitely no coincidences. These last couple of days have been truly amazing for me, and it shows advancing thought and being an advancing person. Sometimes, even as we are who we say we are and living a life, we still are human. So we still have, every once in a while, doubts that come into our head of whether we're ready or prepared or, you know, in a place in our life where we can take a next step. You know, this past weekend, I faced one of those doubts. I had an idea that I was sitting on for maybe a little bit more than a year and a half, because as other things were progressing, I didn't think that I had the finances to advance that idea as of this moment. And I had went out with a couple of my friends and, you know, a couple of mentors of mine. We all went dancing, which is pretty funny because I didn't want to go dancing at that moment after spending, you know, 12 hours in the airport and then the very next day having to start my day early, you know. And then when I got there, which was pretty funny, you know, someone said, hey, that's Paz. He holds this position. He can help you. I'm thinking it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I just spent 10 hours in the airport. The last thing I want to do is help this individual. But, you know, let me do that because they said I could. And I helped this person find, you know, a room for himself and allow him to move forward. But the very next day I went out with my friends and my mentors and we had a little celebration. And in going out and doing that, it allowed me to feel comfortable enough to state the idea that I was sitting on for a year. And in stating that idea, you know, my one mentor was like, I'll partner with you on that idea. I looked at us and I smiled. And then our husband was like, yeah, we'll take this idea on with you. And then the very next day, you know, I'm a big Jim Rohn fan. You know, a big Jim Rohn fan. I listen to Jim Rohn almost every other day while listening to some Zig and everybody else. And I went and I said something to someone who I thought can help me get the sponsors for the event. And she then said, hey, I partner with you too. And you know who my best friend in the world was before he passed away? I was like, who? She's like, Jim Rohn. I'll even send you some things that no one has ever heard from Jim Rohn, because I have the last few audios that Jim Rohn ever did. And I just never had the chance to turn that into anything else. I've just been sitting on it. And I just smiled bigger. I was like, wow. You know, as you're advancing and you're moving forward, you know, it's okay to have your little bit of doubts from time to time, because we're all human. But face those doubts, face those fears, and express what you truly, truly desire. Because what you truly desire will then manifest itself. And who knows what other kind of great things can happen. Now I'm working on something that's going to change my life and lifestyle while being able to help many others along the way. And I'm getting to work hand in hand with someone who was, you know, very good friends with Jim Rohn. In my last year, I've been able to work with Napoleon Hill's godson, Jim Rohn's best friend. Who knows where Zig Ziglar's going to show up? Just by having advancing thought, believing in myself, and jumping on this call as much as I possibly can. So I recommend jumping on this call. We all have times when we miss it, unfortunately, but because of travel. There's times when Paul's traveling and he allows people like myself to get on and host, which is always amazing. But in travel, sometimes we miss and have to listen to the replay. But by jumping on this call and staying committed, anything can happen for your life, especially being an advancing man or woman. Just wanted to throw that out there to you guys. I love you guys. And, you know, it's What Am I Thinking Wednesday. Are you thinking something positive or are you thinking something that is not self-serving? Love you guys.
Bass, you're awesome, man. And you know I got to get with you to get those rare recordings, brother. I appreciate you. Great thoughts, man. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. My name is Adriana Lynch, and I am from Queens, New York.
Hi, Adriana. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much. Good morning to all on this call. I just wanted to say thank you for such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to listen in. I've been, you know, I always look for like-minded people, and my BFF, my best friend in the world, Kamisha Collins, put me onto this call, and I am so eternally grateful to her. So inspiring, so moving. Every time I've got, you know, I've got had the opportunity to listen, and I really, what stuck with me today, and I'll make it very quick. The statement, "What I want for myself, I want for others," rings so incredibly true for me. All of my life, you know, I was born in Brooklyn, you know, and all of my life, you know, raised by a single mom, and it, you know, the one thing she always told me is like the only thing I could really give you is education, and for you to learn, you know, and keep learning, and that always stuck with me. But I always, of course, you know, growing up in the hood in Brooklyn, I always thought that I had one particular purpose or one dream, and it was always to, you know, one day, you know, work in Manhattan and have that corner office and, you know, and just be, you know, successful, what I quote-unquote thought was success. And, you know, and I did that, went to school, and, you know, got my degrees, you know, worked in corporate America for a very long time. But I found myself jumping from thing to thing, and ultimately, I would always wonder, you know, what is my true purpose? Why am I here? And luckily, I found the love of my life, and, you know, in 2007, I had my first child, and everything changed for me after having my daughter. And 13 months later, we had our second daughter, and then things really changed for us then. Ultimately, the thing is, I found what my purpose was, and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a great, in my eyes, to be a mom that could still contribute to our household and still be there for my daughters. And what I find more often than not is, in that statement, when it says, what I want for myself, I want for others, you know, in talking to so many other parents and, you know, moms specifically, I realized that that's something that they also want. But it's pretty, pretty remarkable where over and over again this theme seems to come up for me, whether in a call or in personal development, what I want for myself, I want for others. And it clicks for me, you know, and being in the home business, you know, having my home business kind of gears me to help others be able to, you know, build their businesses or do what, you know, in other words, free up their time to fulfill what they would feel is their purpose to be, you know, if they want to be with their children. It's sad in society where some people have to we have to choose, you know, go to work, or be there for your kids. And I hope all of this makes sense because I feel like I'm rambling on because I'm going really quickly. But I just wanted to say that today's call with that particular phrase just sticks out with me because it is something that I really want for other moms. And even, believe it or not, in any which way I can help them without anything in return to me, if there's something I can do to help them, it fulfills me. So thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. And I wish everyone well. And consistency, I see myself listening to this call every morning, you know, hopefully. And, it, you know, I definitely feel like it starts off my day to a great start.
You're awesome, Adriana. Thank you for that. It made perfect sense and appreciate you expressing, you know, your thoughts and desires. And we wish you the best and glad you're here. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing more from you. Star 6, we have 2 minutes left. Anyone else want to jump out here for a final thought? Well, in that case, I will have the last word, my friends. Ha, 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 ha. I host the call. I reserve that right. Just kidding. No, but seriously. seriously, I want to share just a couple thoughts here closing out, you know, on what Adriana touched on in this quote, what I want for myself, I want for everybody. I, like Adriana, really love that quote. And it's not necessarily because, like, I think, like, if someone wants a mansion, everyone should have a mansion. Or if someone wants a fancy car, everyone should want a fancy car. It's more along the lines of, I want to get what I want, and I want other people to get what they want. I want, in my life, significance, contribution, love, happiness, service, peace of mind, contentment. I want to enjoy the true riches of life. Like yesterday when I was playing football with my four little boys and my two little ones were just learning how to catch for the first time, and there was a moment when I threw that football and my seven-year-old caught it, and he had this look of just absolute ecstasy on his face as he ran to me smiling to give me the ball. Little riches of life like that. I want everyone to have stuff like that. So I think I just love that line. What I want for myself, I want for everybody. I just want goodness. I think we all want goodness. And then going back to what, you know, Wallace Waddle said, we all want increase. We all want more of the good things in life. So here is to you and me and us continuing to move forward in life, taking the actions we know we need to take, engaging in the daily discipline, staying consistent so that we can all have more of what we want in life, so that we can all have more of the true riches. I love you guys. Thanks for being here. Have a fantastic day, and we will see you all back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Bye for now.
Hey there, my friend, this is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.
Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Make it an awesome day, family.
Never give up.
Never give up.
It's a great day.
Saying the best call ever.
Get to work. Have a good day.